Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Sweeteners like Splenda, Equal, and Stevia are widely used in soft drinks and available in stores everywhere. Nicholas Leadbeater, an associate professor of chemistry at the University of Connecticut, tells us how artificial sweeteners are developed.
Be it in coffee, soft drinks, or baked goods, we all like the sweet taste of sugar. However, alongside the sweetness that sugar brings to food, it also piles on the calories. In an attempt to have the best of both worlds, food manufacturers have turned to making and using artificial sweeteners. All sweet-tasting chemicals are perceived by a receptor found on the surfaces of cells, all over the tongue and the inside of the mouth. Sugar and artificial sweeteners bind to this receptor, creating the sweet sensation that we get when we eat them. The reason that artificial sweeteners taste so much sweeter than sugar is because they bind much more effectively to the sweet receptor. It's like putting fingers into a glove. Artificial sweeteners fit into the glove more snugly than sugar. Knowing what the receptor looks like, chemists can think about designing compounds that fit even better into it. Take, for example, neotame, the next generation of aspartame. It fits so well into the receptor that it tastes 13,000 times as sweet as sugar. Indeed, for commercial use, artificial sweeteners have to be mixed with fillers to dilute them so they approximate a natural sweetness, teaspoon for teaspoon. Not so sweet is the controversy that's come with the development of artificial sweeteners. Many of them have been both on and off the regulatory lists of chemicals safe for human consumption. And while artificial sweeteners may be calorie-free, the fillers that are used still add a few per teaspoon. So for many people, the jury is still out.
That was the University of Connecticut's Nicholas Leadbeater. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.